Hey everybody, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to another day on the Procrastination Killer podcast. You know that feeling when you've got a mountain of things to do, but all you really want to do is, well, anything else? That endless scrolling through social media, those quick Google searches that turn into rabbit holes, or maybe even just staring blankly at the wall pretending to be deep in thought. Yeah, I feel you. Procrastination is a universal struggle, but guess what? It doesn't have to control your life. Today, we're diving deep into my own journey with procrastination, how it used to rule my days, and the steps I took to finally break free. Trust me, this isn't about lecturing you or judging you for those late-night cram sessions, we've all been there. This is about sharing real strategies that actually work, because overcoming procrastination is more than just willpower, it's a mindset shift. So buckle up, grab your favorite coffee, and let's get this done. Here are 5 key takeaways from my personal battle with procrastination. 1. Recognize your procrastination patterns. The first step to conquering anything is understanding it, right? Pay attention to when you procrastinate most. Is it certain tasks, times of day, or even specific emotions that trigger it? For me, it was big projects and deadlines that felt overwhelming. I knew the moment I started feeling stressed, I'd head for the escape hatch, a Netflix binge or endless online browsing. 2. Break down big tasks. Overwhelm is procrastination's best friend. Ever looked at a giant project and felt like throwing your hands up in defeat? Yeah, me too. That's why breaking down those massive tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks is crucial. Think of it as leveling up in your favorite video game. One small victory at a time leads to ultimate triumph. 3. The power of just starting. This is huge, guys. You don't have to be perfect or even inspired to start. Sometimes, the hardest part is simply taking that first step. Just opening the document, grabbing your tools, or even just setting a timer for 5 minutes can get you moving. Once you're in motion, momentum often takes over. 4. Eliminate distractions. This one is tough, but worth it. Turn off notifications, put your phone on, do not disturb, and find a quiet space where you can focus. It might feel like you're depriving yourself of some fun, but trust me, the feeling of accomplishment after tackling that task distraction-free is way better than scrolling through social media for hours. 5. Celebrate your wins. Even the small victories deserve recognition. Did you finish that paragraph? Awesome. Did you overcome a procrastination urge and actually work on your project? High five. Celebrating your wins, no matter how small, keeps you motivated and reinforces positive habits. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Picture this. It's Friday night, and you're supposed to be finishing that big presentation for work due Monday morning. But all you really want to do is kick back with a movie and some takeout. Ever felt that way? Yeah, I know the feeling all too well. But here's the thing. Instead of succumbing to the siren call of procrastination, and trust me, it's loud, I decided to use those 5 strategies we just talked about. I broke down the presentation into smaller sections, set a timer for focused work sessions, and even treated myself to a little reward after completing each chunk. Guess what? By Sunday evening, the presentation was done. Not only that, but I felt a sense of accomplishment I hadn't felt in ages. Procrastination isn't about being lazy or lacking discipline. It's about finding ways to work smarter, not harder. It's about understanding your own patterns and developing strategies that actually work for you. And remember, every single one of us experiences procrastination at some point. The key is to keep practicing those strategies, celebrate your wins, and never give up on conquering those procrastination monsters. So what are you waiting for? Go out there and tackle that task you've been putting off. Let me know how it goes in the comments below. I want to hear all about your progress. Don't forget to subscribe to the Procrastination Killer podcast for more daily tips, tricks, and motivational boosts. Until next time, keep killing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.